This is WSKG News. Reform groups are pushing for oversight changes in Albany. This comes in the wake of corruption charges for officials involved in economic development programs. Karen DeWitt reports.
The federal charges of bid rigging and bribery center on Governor Cuomo's key economic development programs, including the Buffalo Billion. Many of the contracts were overseen by the state university's Polytechnic Institute. The rules there are more lax than the requirements for contracts in state agencies. Governor Cuomo has already announced he'll transfer all authority for future contracts to his economic development entity. But John Caney with the group Reinvent Albany says more is needed.
We also think there's an inherent corruption risk in having your state university system, which has a different set of rules than state agencies, be the one that's handing out enormous sums of money. And we see it right now with SUNY Poly and what happened with Elaine Calieros.
The head of SUNY Poly, Dr. Elaine Calieros, has been charged in the corruption scandal, but Caney says the problems are bigger than any one person. And he says it was Governor Cuomo who, along with the legislature, actually made it easier for SUNY Poly to negotiate contracts without the normal extra layer of oversight. Cuomo and the legislature cut out the state controller from reviewing any of the economic development contracts. Caney says the law needs to be changed to once again allow the controller to review the contracts.
That was taken away in the governor's first budget as governor. Governor Cuomo stripped that power from the controller out, and that is very, very much led to the vulnerabilities and the corruption risk that just led to this huge scandal.
In some cases, the board members of the SUNY Poly management group that negotiated the contracts also received some of them, worth millions of dollars. The group say that should never have been allowed. The groups also say the legislature should immediately hold oversight hearings.
The legislature has written the governor a blank check, and that blank check has turned out to be a big, big problem. So they bear part of the responsibility for this because they have not done oversight hearings year after year.
The groups say there should also be stricter laws against pay-to-play, so companies with business before government or in competition for state contracts would be restricted from giving large campaign contributions to politicians. Governor Cuomo's spokesman, Rich Azzopardi, says the governor has no argument with the group's proposed reforms.
These are all reforms that the governor has previously proposed, has put in his budget, does support. We continue to support them, and we hope the legislature does the same and passes them next year.
Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says all seats in the legislature are up for election in less than a month, and polls show ethics reform is a key priority for New Yorkers.
We think there needs to be real reform. We think the voters should make sure that the candidates know that when they're talking to them this fall.
Assembly and Senate spokespeople did not return requests for comment. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.